It almost seems like it'd be sinful to even believe that it could be possible of me. You know, to myself, I think, like, me? Okay? But Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. Even though he was an old codger. He was an old man. And his wife, well, she was all dried up. And there was no, you know, human chance that she was going to have a baby. He did not stagger at the promise of God, but believed. And look, the fact that I'm just some scuzzball guy, an ungodly person, in an ungodly race, in an ungodly time, that's no barrier to what God can do. Really, God, if God is God, and he is this, and then and this is his promise, then I have to believe it. Or else I'm just wasting my time. I mean, I could waste my time with this and not believe God and just sort of teach it like a professor. But if we suffer with Christ, that we may also be glorified. See, the glory and suffering are together. We want to suffer with Christ. If you are a son of God, if you have the Spirit of God in you, it's going to lead you to the place where you're saying, I want to suffer. I need to suffer. I got to suffer. I never like to see people around me suffer, okay? I think about my kids. I don't want to suffer like watching my children suffer. But I know that to be like Christ, I have to suffer. So I believe that suffering is in the cards for me, hopefully down the road. You know, but I know there are parts of the world, I'm telling you, where Christian people are suffering. And they're watching their children suffer. You know? And I have the utmost admiration for those people. But I suppose if I had to go through it, I just would. And that would be what it would be. You know, it can tear your heart out, but it is what it is. I will believe God and trust him through all suffering, knowing the glory that shall be revealed. And he says, Paul says, I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worth. I mean, you talk about his time, they had suffering. I mean, the guy was stoned. They stoned him to death. Either they thought he was dead, or he died and God, raised him very quickly, or made like a near-death experience, so to speak. You know, but I mean, I don't know. Would you rather be stoned to death or stoned 98% to death? You know what I mean? It's almost like just finish it. The guy was stoned. He was whipped a couple times. I mean, here's a guy who has actually endured things. I've never been whipped. I don't think anyone's ever laid a finger on me. I'm, you know, as a big guy, I never had a lot of people try to pick fights with me. Never got into many fights when I was really young. Now, I don't think I would fight. You know, and I've never been... We have a religious freedom in our country, so I can get on the internet and say everything I please, and the authorities don't come knocking on my door and saying, what are you talking about? You know, there's a local church over here. They don't send the elders over to bring me to the elders of the town, and they don't all gather up stones and throw them at me with the intent of killing me. I mean, that's just not around. There's not even a risk of that. I guess there's a slight risk. I mean, you know, you say things that are controversial enough, you could get a mob, I suppose. You know, I know that people are capable of it in this country as much as they are anywhere else. All it takes is a little push, a little lawlessness, a little bit. We have a lot of shows speculating on that. I tend to believe that there is a certain goodness in my countrymen, but... You know what? God could show me how thin that really runs. But talk about the suffering of this time not worthy to be compared. I mean, think about the little things we have to go with in America, the sufferings. It's like most of the things people suffer with, it's like, I'm gonna have to find a different place to live because the place I live in now is so expensive I can't afford it. So I'm going to lose this $500,000 property and I'm going to have to move into something, you know, maybe only worth $150,000. Gosh, you know what I go through for the Lord. I mean, really. You know, and people, and then, you know, there's all kinds of safety nets and good people with offering you food. If you fall in hard times, especially if you have a family, I mean, man, there's food stamps, there's always, churches got food pantries. I mean, you just look around and their system is just all kinds of ways to protect people from all the kind of suffering that people used to go through. It's amazing. So to be like Christ, either I'm going to have to go somewhere else, or things are going to have to change. Otherwise, you know, I'm not going to, well, I'll just be, you know, someone who had it kind of easy. I still have the faith, though, to know I can be made like Christ. The Lord will work it. Maybe when my children grow up, I'll find that way that I can suffer so I could be like him. But, you know, the flesh loves comfort. The flesh loves ease. And then think about those things. You know, all the food. It's like, it's good to learn how to be hungry. Learn not to be at ease. Learn to live a little bit more on the edge. Or the apostles did. You know, they talk about the current economic crisis. It can only be good, as far as I'm concerned. If you're a Christian, here's your opportunity. Maybe some suffering's going to come. I thought I might be ready to suffer, and I don't think there's much suffering right here, right now. Mm-mm, not yet. But with faith, you know, I mean, I'll tell you what, you know. The Stephen went down and his face was like an angel. Why? Because he had peace. He had the peace of God in him. In the midst of a hail of rocks thrown by evil men, he saw the face of Christ and he went down with his face like an angel. That's how I want to die. Not in fear of death or, oh gosh, the suffering, but with a vision of the glory that shall be revealed. And I love these verses here, 19, 20, 21. I mean, the creation is expecting something.